The Holy Gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, according to John.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus said to his disciples, "As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. I have said these things to you so that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be complete. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I do not call you servants any longer, because the servant does not know what the master is doing. But I have called you friends, because I have made known to you everything that I've heard from my Father. You did not choose me, but I chose you. And I appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask in him in my name. I am giving you these commands so that you may have love for one another." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
The name of our God, the source of all life, all love, and all light, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. So did you look at the calendar today before coming to see what we are going to be celebrating on this day? Anybody? Anybody take a look at the calendar? Today we celebrate God's providence by supporting life through food. We give God thanks for giving us what we need so I can boldly and gladly say, Happy Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving. You're probably thinking one of two things at the moment. First, if today is Thanksgiving, where's the turkey? Or you're most likely thinking this, doesn't Father Derek know that it is May and Thanksgiving isn't until November? That's probably what you're really thinking. Before you call the bishop with any concerns, let's talk about what we're celebrating on this day. For centuries, this Sunday has been known as Rogation Sunday. It's a day that we give God thanks for all creation. It's a day that we specifically give God thanks for the role of the creation's role in food production. Rogation comes from the Latin word rogare, which means to ask, to ask. And on rogation days, and there are several of them, we ask God to do something specific. And on Rogation Sunday, we ask God to bless fields and farmers. We ask God to create favorable conditions for food to grow in order to sustain life. So in many parts of the British Isles, still today, on Rogation Sunday, they will go around blessing fields of farmers. They'll mark the bounds of the parish. One of my parishes in Ohio, in Cambridge, Ohio, we would hold our Rogation Sunday celebration at the local winery. Very Episcopal thing to do, right? And it was great. We had a little picnic, and we bought our communion wine from this winery, which was kind of cool. Ohio wine, though, eh. But anyhow, we wanted to support the local economy, so we'd have this beautiful picnic, and then we would bless the vines. And then we would get our bottles of wine for the next years for the celebration of communion. It was a really lovely thing to do. And that is why, on this day, we can celebrate Thanksgiving in advance, because Thanksgiving is actually contained in this little seed. This is a squash seed, not a turkey seed, just to be clear. All right? But Thanksgiving is with us and in this little seed that we bless on this day so that at harvest time, it will be harvested and we can enjoy the fruit of the earth. And since we're on the topic of holidays, some of us probably remember that Easter was a few weeks ago. And we are right in the midst of the 50-day-long season of Easter. Rogation Sunday is always part of the Easter season. And I think there's a very important link between the two celebrations, Rogation and Easter. And at this point in the Easter season, with Easter Sunday becoming more and more distant in our rearview mirror, we need a day like Rogation Sunday to remind us of renewal and rebirth. So on this Rogation Sunday, we recall what God started at Easter and that it continues in our hearts, in our lives, and in our world. So on this Rogation Sunday, might we ask God to not only to bless the soil out there, but to bless the soil in our hearts, to make it fertile for renewal, so we can be bearers of hope and new life for all creation. What are your yearnings for renewal on this Rogation Sunday? As you reflect what is happening in your own life, in our country, and around the world, what do you yearn for? And how might we use Rogation Sunday to abide more deeply in Christ? In today's gospel, Jesus talks about how we abide in his love. Abiding is deep, deep communion. And such abiding means that we cultivate times to simply commune with our Creator, the source of all life, even in the midst of our hectic lives. And through that deep communing with God, our lives are renewed and strengthened for the road of life. And we even get authentic joy out of that relationship. Jesus says in today's gospel, "I have said these things to you so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete." That's an important reminder on Rogation Sunday when we focus that God is a provider of all life. Because in God, that is all that we need. We don't need to go looking around for things to make us happy because God has already made the joy complete. And may that joy bring us to discover that what God provides for us each and every day is always enough. And that we don't need to exploit others or the earth for cheap happiness or selfish gain. May that deep joy that God offers lead us to be grateful for all that God has given us. And then every single day will be Thanksgiving Day, even without the turkey. Amen.